Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. King Mike here!
Hey!
We're back! I'll be your gracious host, of course, and we have King Zach sitting in the producer chair. Hey. And he is doing some serious producing over there today because we're trying to bring it in 2014. It's our first podcast of the new year, of course, so happy new year to you. And
happy
thank
new
you
year.
So much. What? What?
What's the matter?
What are you looking at?
Did you hit that button?
Yeah, I did.
Don't you ever hit that button again.
Whenever I went over there and producing, and whenever you faded out, then it was his job to hit stop so that we could move on to other things. So.
He faded it out.
Huh? Oh, well, he can fade it out. That's fine. Yeah. That's what that button's there for, is to fade it out.
We're
so that you have
a
little bit. Yeah, you have a little bit less to worry. Look at him. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm sipping my drink.
There's buttons in front of me.
Yeah,
so
and
I,
actually,
I
Greg,
him.
Greg, ladies and gentlemen, has taken over a position as co-producer, and he's kicking a little bit of ass at it. Right
yeah,
now.
Man.
Yeah.
In your face.
With the absence of Zach, who has rejoined us now for like the first time and since the bonus cast.
Hello,
really.
Zach. Welcome back.
Greg has stepped up and taken over the button board, which has actually been great for me because when you're not here, it's way too much. I mean, my brain can't handle it.
Well, because, you know, Thursdays at 2 p.m., people with normal lives, they totally have time to come. All right, moving on.
Wow, what a douche. Speaking of that, it looks like our little agreement with Blog Talk Radio is pretty much on the fritz. Couldn't get anybody from the Kings to be here at Thursdays at 2, so now it's going to be back to Sundays and or basically any time that we can do it. So just stay tuned.
Yeah.
Follow us, of course, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Kings of the Podcastle. You'll be able to check us out. But for now, we're going to stick with our Ustream broadcast. But the good news is that we did just get a Kings of the Podcastle phone number through Skype. So you can call us now while we're broadcasting live on Ustream.tv.
Right now.
Right now, you can call us at 407-392-4KOP.
What was that number again?
407-392.
Uh-huh.
4KOP. That's also 4567 there.
So 4567.
Yeah, if
four,
you are
five,
listening
six,
live,
that sounds like the
that's pretty,
combination
pretty,
of my luggage.
It's really the easiest phone number ever. 407-392-4567. That's 4KOP. You can actually call in and join us while we're live on Ustream.tv. Make sure that you go to iTunes and download us, subscribe. Make sure that you get all of our content from kingsofthepodcastle.com. We're also on Stitcher. There's 100 ways now to connect. In 2014, we are bringing it!
Yeah!
Bringing the pain!
Yes.
And I would like to give a shout-out to our buddy Espen in Norway.
Yeah, Espen!
Hey, Espen. How are you? Espen, I think, is the only one right now on Ustream, which is unfortunate for us. Is Rob Reagan there, too?
No, that's from last
time. Oh, that was 25 days ago. I see that now. Okay. Well, it has been, unfortunately, it's been 30 days since our last podcast.
Well, it's the holidays.
It was.
Stuff's going on.
I agree.
There's four of us. We've all got personal lives. I've got three kids.
You do have three kids.
Christmas.
You went from having no kids at all
to
party.
Yeah.
Three kids.
Yeah.
Three kids.
I know it.
How is that?
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. Well, yes. We're going to get to that. We're going to get more to that on Baby Talk. So
okay.
Just stick
okay.
around for a minute now. Don't go
I'm not
anywhere.
Going anywhere.
King John, by the way, over there. And
hi.
King Greg, of course, is in the house.
I'm planning a wedding, and it's really stressful.
Oh, yeah. You're getting married. So, let's
He's
do that.
Getting
let's,
married.
Let's catch up with everybody since what's going on since 2013. Greg, you're getting married.
Yeah, but first I would like to say that we did try to broadcast back in 2013, the end of it, as the Blog Talk Radio thing.
Right.
And I kicked Mike Lee's ever-living ass in trivia.
You did.
Just
well,
to throw
hey,
that out
why are you even bringing that up? We're not even to the trivia segment yet.
I
why
know,
are you
I
bringing
just...
up old stuff?
Well, we're going to get to the trivia segment, and you might have a chance to redeem yourself, Mike, or you might continue your domination.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Zach might jump in and kick the both your asses.
Are we doing trivia on the show now?
Yeah. See, Zach hasn't been here in so long, he doesn't know what's going on.
You guys are just producing the crap out of the show. And by that, I mean you're producing crap in the show.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Hey,
easy killer.
What? Trivia is not crap. Trivia is
this?
Fun.
What is this, some lame morning show out of Lakeland? This is terrible. This is terrible.
What a douchebag.
Well, I got to say this, that right now, I'm not being the happy, angry Texan than I usually am. This
yeah, what's going wrong, on, Greg? What's going kind of down?
Well, playing the wedding and painting this house that you're moving into.
Yeah, so in 2014, not only are you getting married, but you're moving into a new house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting stuff, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. And my landlords are my next-door neighbors, and they're also people that have been friends with me for a year. So it's working out really great. And I got to tell you, I love living back in the old Lake Dexter neighborhood.
That was
awesome.
Well, now everyone knows where you live.
So yeah, everybody, go check Greg out. He'll be in Lake Dexter hanging out at the pool.
You'll be receiving packages of poop from Norway.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so cool. I remember when we all left Winter Haven, we were like, yeah, we're getting out of here. We're getting close to Orlando and everything. And then you live close to it, and you're like, I kind of miss.
It's not the same.
Here's the thing that I found. Whenever you move into the big city, all of a sudden you don't know anybody over there.
Right.
And it's not the same because everybody that you knew for so long living in the small town.
Yeah.
And you would just go to the bar, and you didn't even have to make plans to go to the bar.
You just
show
up, and there they are.
And there they are. There's everybody that you know. And now that you're in a big city, all of a sudden it's like,
it's
oh,
not
my
the
God.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like living in this town because it's so closer to work, and I do not miss that 45-minute one-way commute.
Sure.
Winter Haven, Orlando.
Yeah, who does like driving 45 minutes to work?
But I do very much miss Winter Haven.
Yeah, Winter Haven was awesome. It's just a small town, and there's not anything to do there except for drink or go out on the boat.
Well, there's more to do than
there's
where
more
we
now.
Live here.
Well, whenever you think of what is it exactly that there is to do in Winter Haven?
There's a Taco Bell now that you can walk to.
No,
I'm talking about like actually going out and doing. I mean, you could go to Taco Bell from here. It's going to be a drive.
There's
but
a
you
movie
can do
theater.
It.
There's a movie theater that's like right down the road. There's a mall.
The thing that about Winter Haven is that you
Tijuana
knew more
Flats.
People. You knew more people, and you could go to the bar and be
and
entertained.
See them there
easily.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Or go to their house. Which
but
isn't
if you
want
to go to a movie theater, you can go to a movie theater from here.
That's true.
If you want to go to Taco Bell, you can go to Taco
and
Bell.
And I do
None
like where I live
matters.
Now. I do very. Much like where I live now. It's great for my family. It's convenient for my work commute, and we're very happy. I just do miss everybody in Winter Haven.
Exactly. And, yeah, it sucks whenever you move away and you don't know anyone. That's the big deal.
Yeah.
That's my point anyway.
But it's cool. And I don't consider Winter Haven a small town. My hometown in Texas is a small town.
Yeah.
Winter Haven, I consider to be
well,
it's
getting bigger, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
Legoland.
Huge with the Legoland thing going on there now. And yeah, oh, yeah, it's getting bigger every day. I
and
mean,
they're
there's always
to,
something going on.
And they're already, I guess, starting the construction on this gigantic resort hotel that's they're starting over there.
I think it opens next summer.
I looked
summer,
it up. Davenport, the last census that was taken, I think, was 2010.
Sure.
3,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
3,000?
That seems low.
I don't really. Do you think it's low?
Yeah.
I think it's about right.
Everyone I know is moving out here.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, as far as owning a home, being out here is the good thing because this is the next place. I mean, Winter Haven is already there. Davenport is booming because it's right on I-4.
It's where I'm buying.
It's an extension.
Yeah, especially
of
where you're
City.
Buying.
Right.
Do what?
It's an extension of Haines City.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is. I mean, I guess, kind of.
It used to be that. I think it's its own place now.
It's getting there.
I think so.
It's getting there. We need our
anyway,
own Walmart,
we,
and then we'll
we
be
got
established.
Way off on anybody who's listening to us in England is going, what the hell are they talking about? Just
are
shut
you
up.
Kidding me?
Shut up and
the
move
English
on.
Are half the people here.
No kidding. Yeah, Davenport has a giant English concentration.
No, it's the biggest concentration of Brit vacationers in the U.S.
In Davenport, Florida, which is where we're at. Yeah.
Claremont, too. But
I'd be willing to bet that half of our listeners are sitting in the UK going, oh, yeah, Davenport. I know exactly what that is.
I have a lovely vacation home there. I'd like to go there and get some tea.
Zach, your English accent sounded a lot like Gandhi just now.
I'd like to go to Davenport and have my balls tickled.
A little doodle on the ball sick.
India is a Commonwealth of the UK, I guess.
Okay.
I'm really afraid to do that again because I'm going to offend.
No, go ahead.
No, it's all right.
No, fuck Gandhi. He's dead, dude.
God damn.
What? Dude. What?
He wore a cloth diaper.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, exactly.
See, nothing wrong with that.
He was bald. It's cool.
Yeah, he was a man baby.
You okay? Who cares about that stuff today?
Really?
Yeah, Zach's throwing me the time signal. I hear you, but screw it. We're back. This is 2014.
Yeah.
We're going crazy. I do have some good news and some bad news. Which one would you like first?
Bad news.
No, you're getting the good news first. God, the good news is we're back.
Yay! What's the bad news?
The bad news is, ladies and gentlemen, that King Devin is taking an indefinite hiatus.
Wait. Who?
King Devin.
Who's that?
You know him. You remember him. He used to do the show with us a lot.
Oh, a long time ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's taking
the big fella.
He's finally gone ahead and admitted that it's going to be difficult for him to be here. He's taking an indefinite hiatus. So there you have it. Yeah. So King Devin is out, but that's all right. What we're going to do is just get some other comedians to come in and sit on the show and have some fun. But I know that a lot of King Devin's friends and followers were listening. So just FYI.
Wow,
no,
and
King
this
Devin
is the guy that actually helped, was like the creator, the founder, basically, of the podcast.
I know, it sucks. Oh, believe me, I'm not happy about it either. But,
Did you give him hell?
Well, here's the thing. The other little bit of good news is the reason why he's doing this is because his comedy career has taken off so much. He's actually booked right now. It's January 12th.
Yeah.
And he is booked.
Is it really?
As of right now, he is booked for every single weekend doing a comedy show, a professional comedy show, all the way through June right now. So, I mean, he's
got some gigs.
He's got some gigs.
Hopefully, his ass needs to Skype in. We got a damn phone.
That can happen. Yes.
That's a damn good point, actually.
He
needs to be Skyping in.
I'm going to somebody shoot him a text right now. Somebody shoot him a text and say, hey, call in. The people want to say goodbye to you. And at least he can call in. Somebody shoot him a text. Who's on the phone? Who's got one? No? Nobody? All right.
Oh, fine. I got it.
All right. Thank you.
I guess as a producer, I should be doing that.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. how about you, John? What's going on in 2014 for you, man?
Well,
cool?
You know, we had our first Christmas. It went very well. I was worried that we weren't going to be able to do Christmas because of money.
Sure, you know it's always hard.
I pulled it off.
That's good. Tell us a little bit. No, you know what? I can we just go right into baby talk with John Donovan for a minute?
Should I get the trash can?
Huh?
Should I get the trash can?
Go ahead. Like, hit the sound. Here we go. Baby talk with John Donovan. Tell us about your Christmas, especially the toy that you got.
Do we want to take a live call?
Oh, do we have one?
We got a live call?
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
All right. Let's hold off and just go.
An old friend from high school said they were going to call.
So. Hi, you're on with Kings of the Podcastle.
Yes, I'm calling about your show. You advertised to call
in.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Ron Chapman.
Yeah! Ron Chapman's in the house. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Ron. It's afternoon, Ron. How are you?
Not too bad.
How was your show last night?
It was just incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A guy that's an internationally known comedian, it just surprised everybody.
Yeah.
Visiting here, it was just unbelievable.
Now, I saw him on Thursday, and he was freaking hilarious. He's from Montreal. What's his name, Ron?
Mike Ward.
Mike Ward, okay. He just
Ross Padgett too. It was just an unbelievable duo, and the place was packed. It was awesome.
Wow. Now this is our first time to do this, but can you hit that plus sign and just Skype in the next guy? Are we on a phone conference now?
I guess we have another phone line in. You're on the air with Kings of the Podcast. Who's this?
This is Devin.
Hey!
King Devin's in the house! Yeah!
Hey, dude.
What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. All that technology and you guys don't have fucking caller ID? Are you kidding me?
Now, let me ask, is Ron still there or is he gone?
He's still there.
Ron fucking left!
All right.
Well, Joe Pesci's here now.
Joe Pesci now. Devin, where are you at right now, bro?
I'm on 95 headed towards Orlando-ish. Towards 528 in Orlando.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So. We are actually updating the info, so now we will have caller ID. We know who's calling. Now, you went and saw Billy Joel last night in concert, right?
Yes. Bought tickets to Billy Joel. Amazing.
How was it? Yeah, awesome?
Yeah, it was awesome. We're the youngest people by about 30 years.
Wow. But,
everybody was having a blast. It was great.
What was the best song, I guess, the best performance?
Piano Man was really good, and everybody was singing, and like he stopped singing, and then everybody, like, you could hear, everyone knew the words to it.
Right.
But his final song was Only the Good Die Young, and it was pretty cool to see that perform live.
Nice.
I don't know. Every song that man has is freaking amazing. I mean, he's got a huge list of hits. So,
but it was good. I've heard rumors of him showing up to concerts just ripped drunk and doing a really shitty job the whole time.
No, he sounded like the CD, man. He was like...
Were they just playing the CD?
Yeah. But anyways, he sounded great, man. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. And I thought he sounded wonderful and the full band and everything. It was really cool.
Very nice.
In front row. You know,
yes, Greg.
You can't beat that.
Greg, you have a question for King Devin.
Did anybody figure out who started the fire?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, man. Oh, God, come on.
We did not start the fire. That's all we know.
Well, definitely glad that you called in, man, because we were just talking about the fact that you will be taking an indefinite hiatus. So glad that you were able to at least call in, and hopefully you'll be able to call in every week.
Yes, hopefully. But check out devincomedy.com, and you have a full list of shows. Tom Arnold and Nick DiPaolo and Michael Winslow and like a whole bunch of other ones coming up, too.
For
so,
God's sake,
really cool.
Will you please give Tom Arnold a Xanax?
Yeah, and excuse me, I've got to put a back brace on so I can pick up all these names you just dropped. all right, man.
Stage door pub for tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Devin, thanks, man. Thanks for calling. We're going to let you go. We're going to move on to Ron and get back to his little
comedy thing.
Good
luck with everything, Devin.
But congrats on all of your upcoming gigs, and hopefully we'll see you around here soon.
Okay, thanks, man.
Bye, dude.
Devin Seabold, ladies and gentlemen.
He's gone. Yeah. We just got Ron now.
Ron, how are you, sir? Are you still there?
Hey.
Hey, all right.
You know, we've been doing lots of comedy out of the stage. We did three shows last week.
Wow.
And tonight we have a professional singer, Martin Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin, he's really classy. And he actually has toured with Billy Ray Cyrus, the Bay City Rollers, the Platters, the Drifters. I mean, he's got a huge list. And we're going to have a couple guest appearances of comedians tonight, too.
Like who?
Me and somebody else.
Oh, okay. We're not sure who. You know what? Who you should have? You should have that fantastic comedian Mike Lee out there tonight. That's what you should do.
Well, I emailed you, but, you know, Mike, you always want the show to start early because you have to get up so early for radio.
Oh, whatever. Well, that's the idea. I don't want it to start early. I want it to start on time. If you say it's going to start at 8, make it fucking start at 8, not 9:30.
F-bomb. You know better than that.
I did just drop an F-bomb. Sorry.
Maybe
sorry.
We should like be doing shots of Red Bull after regular shots.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, tell us, what's the address over there so that we can get it out there to the people?
The address is 9150 US 192 Claremont, but it's really, you know, it's 7 miles from Disney. It's really Kissimmee.
Right.
And it's a little confusing. It's right across the street from a 7-Eleven, and behind the 7-Eleven, that's the hotel that got swallowed up by the, what do you call it?
The sinkhole.
What do you call that?
The sinkhole.
You know? Sinkhole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
is exactly. That it? Oh, okay. I thought he was going to keep going. Sorry.
And no one really wants to get swallowed up by comedy, but I mean, that's pretty fun too, I guess.
Boo him.
Wow.
Boo him.
There you go.
So Mike's coming out. You're going to be out there about 9:30 tonight, Mike.
Yeah, I'll try to make it out. I'll tell you what. I'll try to be out there. What do you say? Showtime is 9:30?
No, the show starts at 8, but the comedy... The comedy is
doesn't start until 9:30.
Around 9:30.
All right, all right.
The Angry Texan possibly could be.
He does a 3-hour show.
Oh, holy crap! Okay,
and,
3-hour show.
He's an incredible singer, and he actually has some songs that he sings that are hilarious. And then you know, and you've got Alan Scott. He's going to be doing some singing too, but it's Mike Gallagher's show, and I mean he's just an incredible, classy performer. And we are going to fit comedians into that.
Nice.
So anyways.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Ron. We really appreciate your phone call, man. Right. And hopefully you can do
you
it again next week.
Have a great
week.
Day.
All thanks, right,
Ron.
Thanks a lot,
take
buddy.
Care, man.
We'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Ron Chapman there, everybody, from Stage Door Pub, Ron Prov Comedy Night. You can check them out every Thursday. I think they're getting ready to start doing Fridays, but definitely Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Yep. Friday night is always karaoke. So
Friday night is karaoke. Yep. And he was a nice guy because we have Friday nights going on at the Wheelhouse.
Yep.
And so he's been very kind since we're so close and just said, well, you guys do karaoke. We got another comedy show down the road. I'll tell you what. Let's do Baby Talk with John Donovan really fast.
Okay.
We'll get that done, and then we'll take a little break. What do you guys say?
That sounds great.
All right.
Okay.
Baby Talk with John Donovan. Ladies and gentlemen, John Donovan.
Hi. So, 2000... Shut up! Shut your baby mouth. No, 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 no. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
So that's what Christmas was like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes in my house.
The only thing that I really want you to touch on is the game that you bought for the kids.
Well,
the most amazing game in the world, guys.
So, Stephanie, you know, we went
the shut the fuck up game.
No, that's free. You don't have to go to the store.
You don't even have to pay, and you can enlist for free too.
Yeah,
get it.
No, this game we went Christmas shopping for the kids, and we're in the game aisle. And then there it was, and it just jumped out at us, and we said, we've got to get it.
Okay.
It's a board game, and it's called Doggy Do.
Doggy Do.
Doggy Do.
Doggy Do.
It's this plastic dachshund dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's they give you like a little can of like Play-Doh type stuff.
Okay.
And then there's a... Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you feed it into the dog's mouth, and then you take, there's like a little bone that you can kind of push it in a little bit further.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Stuff this stuff down inside the dog's mouth.
Right, mm-hmm. And then you pump it.
There's a little pump handle that comes out of the dog's tail.
Yeah, and every time you push, it makes fart noises.
And they're the funniest fart noises.
Where did you find this?
Walmart.
Oh, of course you did.
Uh-huh. And then each player gets like an individual colored scooper. And you put it behind the dog and you roll the dice, and whatever the number is how many pumps you get to pump. And then, of course, you win if the dog actually poops on your scooper.
Now, listen, it's the most ridiculous game that you could ever think of. It's a plastic dog. You feed it and you make it poo. But the kids were loving
they
it.
They were going crazy.
They were like,
oh my God, look, I have a poo.
And then you roll this dice, and it's like, okay, you get to do three pumps, and if you get to do two pumps or one pump, and then you have to switch each time, right?
Yeah.
So whoever pumps it and finally gets the poo to come out, it drops on their shovel. They get the poo.
Yeah.
And the kids were going nuts.
I got two poops.
And this is why we need to start patenting our ideas. I mean, if those stupid white trash rednecks Duck Dynasty can make $1 million off of a little thing that makes noise.
Right.
Yes.
And somebody just made it, obviously, a few hundred thousand or $1 million off of a dog shitting game.
Yeah. But it's great. They played with it all day. They were laughing the whole time because of the fart noises and then the poops, and they were so excited about the dog poop and everything.
I got two poops.
I got three poops right here. Oh, look. Yeah.
Look, he got the poop and I didn't.
You live in a Honey Boo Boo episode.
I do.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to go into our Hollywood news. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
I got two poops.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I like my sex rough.
That means, my uncle diddled me as a child. I'm never gonna
dance again. This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
Kings of the Podcastle. We're back.
I love that song.
It is a great song.
It's a great song, great band.
Great song. Please check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Those of you who are just joining us on ustream.tv, thank you for joining us. You can call us live now because we are broadcasting live on ustream.tv. The phone number is 407-392-4567. That's 407-392-4KOP.
I'm going to kill that fade-all
button.
Which
also stands for Kings of the Podcastle. No, the fade-all button's good. You want to make it last longer, you can.
I can't.
Yeah, well, we just have to go into Q-Lab and make it last longer.
No,
we're talking inside baseball right now. I'm sorry, but yeah, you can make that fade last a lot longer. It's on the fades tab over there. Sorry.
Penis.
That's all. Yeah, well,
very entertaining.
Yeah, I know. We need
very
to work on that later.
Stuff.
Sorry. Please give us a call, though. We really appreciate it. 407-392-4567. That's 392-4KOP. We've had fun with a couple of phone calls so far.
Yeah.
And it's our first time to be able to do that, so we're super excited about it. We'd love it if you could give us a call. Tommy O'Neill, I believe, is calling in here in a little bit. Let's talk some Hollywood news.
Yeah?
You want to?
Hollywood, Florida?
No, Hollywood, like L.A., like movies and stuff like that. Did you guys hear that they're making a Point Break remake?
They cannot do that.
Yeah, they are.
You just pissed off Greg.
I'm telling you that they are.
I can't hear myself.
I know. I don't know what's going on with Greg, but he's not here for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Are you on their thing there?
Yeah, I'm on.
There you go. There you go. Anyways, it's a Point Break remake. Guess who's going to be playing Patrick Swayze's role as Bodie?
Keanu Reeves.
No. Which would be a good one, though.
Right?
It would be great.
I'm playing the other role now.
It's Greg's favorite actor, Gerard Butler.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Really?
you know the guy who talks out of
the Scottish guy.
Yeah, he talks out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
He does that
on purpose, though.
Yeah. Of course, the Twitter blew up with all the haters. I personally, this is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a good one.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
And I know it's cheesy 90s action hero, adrenaline junkie, but I freaking love it.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
They even made a reference in The Avengers to Point Break whenever Robert Downey Jr. walked by and after fighting with Thor slapped him on the shoulder and said, "Nice swing there, Point Break."
Oh yeah, he did. I remember that now.
Yep.
But I just feel like what do you guys think about all of these remakes that they're doing?
Well,
it's first, going a little bit overboard.
It
don't
is.
You think?
I was excited about all of them when they remade Red Dawn. I got pretty excited and I watched it.
I liked
it. And
it
was okay.
Yeah. I thought it was decent. Yeah.
You know, especially if you're going to redo something. Do really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Total especially Recall was totally shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. But especially for anybody who had never seen the original Red Dawn, if it was a younger generation coming
into it,
they could watch that one, which was pretty decent, and go, oh, what a great, what a great storyline, what a great concept.
Yeah.
And I just hope that they do justice to this, because
I
am super sick of it.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we do have a phone call. Let's take it real quick. Hey, Tommy, are you there?
I am.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy O'Neill, comedian from Orlando. I actually had the pleasure of hosting a show over the weekend where Tommy was featuring over at Boardwalk Bowl as part of Bonkers. Great show this weekend, Tommy. Thank you. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, man. You killed it. I thought you did a great job hosting, man. I always enjoy working with you as well, man.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Pedro Lima was our headliner. Lots of fun over there. What do you got coming up now, Tommy?
Actually, next weekend I'm going to be in Mobile, Alabama at the Battle House, Renaissance Hotel. I guess they got a show going on there. It's Thursday, two on Friday, and then two on Saturday, and then I'm coming back to Orlando after that.
Right on.
I think I'm going to be there with James Yon as well, so that's going to be a tight show.
Now you and I and James Yon have a show coming up over in Lakeland, Florida, at the Winter Circle on February 18th, I believe it is, right?
Hell yeah, man.
I'm
super excited about that.
Yeah, man. I can't wait for that to happen. That's going to be awesome. What have you been up to since the show last night? You've been smoking some pot, maybe?
Dude, I've been watching football, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been watching football at all lately. Been watching the NFL.
The Seahawks crushed the Saints, and that was sad news for me because I want the Seahawks to get out of the effing playoffs right now.
Me too, right? Okay, who are you? Let me ask you, because I have the Broncos. I'm going to bandwagon it up. I have the Broncos. I think the Broncos are going to take it.
I want Broncos 49ers in the Super Bowl, and I want the Broncos to crush him.
Peyton Manning is going to win the Super Bowl, and he's also going to sell a shitload of pizza up in Denver, Colorado, because you can smoke pot up there. I mean, it's a win-win for Peyton right now.
Yeah, it really is.
It's going to be an epidemic up there. The weed is going to be flowing. The Papa John's is going to be everywhere. People are going to be going buck nasty.
I'd put money on it that somebody is going to have a strand of marijuana that they're going to call Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Call it Peyton Manning.
I want to smoke some of that shit. It really clogs up your nasal passage though, so you talk like him.
It may be a little old, but it'll get you really high real quick.
It gives you the mouth. It gives you the open mouth, but it throws you the pass right. You know
what I mean? Every time you take a hit, you're like, score! Yeah. That was dumb. stupid. Well, Tommy, for those people who can't make it out to Mobile, Alabama next weekend, what do you got going on when you get back into Orlando?
To be honest with you, I do a lot of stuff locally during the week, just showcases and stuff like that. So if you're talking about Orlando stuff, all throughout the week, Monday night they have the other bar going on. I'm usually up there either doing a quick spot, but you can see me doing guest spots at the Why Not Lounge. I know in February I'm also doing I'm featuring at the Why Not Lounge as well. Let me see here. God, you guys got me ripping out my calendar and whatnot.
Yeah, wow.
There's a lot of places. I know Devin. Is Devin sitting over there with you guys right now?
No, actually, unfortunately, Devin has had to take an indefinite hiatus because he's booked so much over the next few, really for the next 6 months. Pretty much every weekend, he's got something going on, so he's going to be out of town a lot.
And I'm right there with him, to be honest with you. A lot of my shit is out of town. Most of my stuff is not in Orlando, which is a good thing and a bad thing because I have my house is in Orlando, but at the same time, it's a good test to see how you work out other places. I actually prefer not working in Florida, not working in Orlando, because I have material that's specified to Orlando and Florida. So when I leave here, I have to cut my balls off and see what's up, and it's a real test. It feels really good to be in a place like Katuka, Texas, in the middle of fucking nowhere, and people are laughing. You feel like a real comedian, but beyond that, you just feel like more invested in your material. You feel like conquerable by it. You know
right.
What I mean?
Well, you know, Tommy, I know that you just recently started doing the touring and the traveling, and there's a lot of comedians, especially in Orlando, that listen to this podcast and in this room, actually, who want to be where you're at. What advice would you give to them, not only to get where you're at, but then also once you're at, how to maintain it?
Man, I had the unique opportunity to perform in front of a lot of headliners consistently that gave me opportunities to open up windows and doors for me that I just snuck through, you know, knocked on doors long enough to where people let me in them. You know what I mean? Like, there was... It's a battlefield out there, and there's people just as funny, if not funnier than I am, and they can get booked or they cannot get booked. It just depends on who you kind of get seen in front of. And the best advice that I can give universally is speak from the heart. Don't lie. Tell every joke with honesty. Look them in the eye and show up. Don't be a dick and do your job right. And
holy shit.
After that, you can't really do much else. You know, there's kind of a great quote that I heard pretty recently by Stephen Wright, who's obviously amazing comic. He said he was asked, how do you perform in front of a crowd of 80,000 people? And he said, look, comedy is a lot like swimming in the ocean. You don't know how deep that floor is. All you can do is swim. And I think that relates a lot to comedy. All you can do is get up there and do your act, show up, be a nice guy, and from that we'll sustain success.
Wow. Yeah. Deep stuff from Tommy O'Neill, ladies and gentlemen. Holy moly.
Hey,
wow, he got deep on us. He got deep.
I smoked a lot of weed this morning.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, there is there's a remake. Are you a Point Break fan, the movie Point Break?
I am a super Point Break fan. Are you serious? I'm a big Keanu supporter.
Dude,
people brag on him, but I love him.
There is a remake in the works. They're actually already started production on it with Gerard Butler playing the role that Patrick Swayze did as Bodie. What do you think of that?
Gerard Butler playing Patrick Swayze's character. I can't see that.
I'm right there with you, man. I have no idea how they're going to pull this
down.
Off.
That's a thumbs down. It, you know what? That movie should die just like Patrick Swayze did.
Oh, damn.
My
God.
Yeah,
awesome.
Dark. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. We went from deep to dark. It's all good. Double D's.
Before we let you go, you want to pimp a website or a Twitter handle or anything you got, Tommy?
Yeah, you guys can check me out on Facebook, TommyO'Neill.comic. Also, you can check me out at TommyO'Neill.com. Anything on YouTube, if you search Tommy O'Neill Live, you'll be able to check out all my videos. I'd love for you guys to stop by and check that stuff out. That's pretty much it.
All right, Tommy, man. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it, bro, and good luck with everything.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you at Winter Circles in Lakeland.
Oh, I'll see you sooner than that, you sexy son of a bitch.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Later, dude.
Tommy O'Neill, everybody. Yay! Thank you so much, Tommy. Appreciate it. Very cool being able to take phone calls from the comics now that listen to the show. I love that. I think it's so awesome.
Tommy's
very
just a cool guy. I mean, if you ever, and anybody listening, if you ever meet the guy, he is so humble. He's just a cool guy to hang out with.
Yeah, homo really or is. Humble?
Same thing. Yeah. okay, well, we were in our Hollywood news segment, and the window's open, so if you can hear... Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, sorry about that. Let's move on to some other Hollywood news stuff. Have you guys noticed that whenever movies come out, they always seem to come out in pairs?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I forget what movie I was seeing, but the previews were rolling, and the first preview was like a remake of Minority Report, Butterfly Effect.
Uh-huh.
Really?
It was like, not actually Butterfly Effect, but he had like a video camera that he saw himself in the past of, and it was a time travel remake that's been done 100 times.
Sure. Yeah.
And then immediately the next preview was the same effing movie, but a kid's version, an animated version of it.
Really?
Animated time travel movie with the same freaking premise.
Wow. See, yeah, you see it a lot. I'm going to give you guys a really good example, which is one of my favorites, is Deep Impact. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
with
that movie?
Elijah Wood.
And at the exact same time, like in the exact same year, Armageddon came out.
Right.
You remember that? And it happens all the time. So io9.com has put together a list of the top identical movie pairs, and I'm going to quiz you guys. Give me some good ones that you think that you can remember. Any
pairs? Why don't you give us one, and we'll give you the other one.
Okay, how about Dante's Peak?
What?
Dante's Peak in 1997.
Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone.
No.
We're talking Volcanoes.
There you go. Volcano. Right? Yeah, it was Volcano. Yeah. Yep.
Tommy Lee Jones.
How about League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in 2003?
That was the Avengers, right?
No. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was, golly, he talks like...
No. The other movie was Sean Connery. Right?
Oh, no. The other movie was not Sean Connery, but it was not.
I know what you're talking about. And the movie I'd say that is akin to that was,
Vampire Fighting.
Oh, Helsing. Van Helsing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. How about A Bug's Life?
Right.
Oh, and ants.
Yep. How about Despicable Me in 2010?
What was that one?
Oh, I don't know what the
Megamind. Yeah, Megamind.
Okay.
With Will Ferrell.
Let's see. How about, this is one of my very favorite movies, The Prestige.
Oh, that Star was
Hugh
The Illusionist.
Jackman and The Illusionist. Yeah. Yep. Right at the same time.
I love both of those. Both of those were very good. I liked them a lot.
How about The Cave?
I don't know that movie.
That was 2005. It was about a bunch of cave divers.
And her anus.
Into the Deep?
No. It's close, though. Close. No, it's called The Descent. The Descent was the other one.
All right.
Never heard of The Descent.
Thor was, that really kind of goes with everything. The Green Lantern is what they have listed. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they did. They both came out simultaneously, but it's the same franchise, right?
No, DC Comics and Marvel are different.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah. They're both. How about Mirror Mirror, which was just in 2012, Mirror Mirror.
Twat.
And then the other big one that just came out right after that.
Was Snow White.
Snow White and the
Kristen
Huntsman.
Kristen Stewart,
yeah.
The worst actress in the history of Hollywood.
And then there was Hansel and Gretel. You remember when that came out and that like turned all action-y and stuff?
Yeah,
was another one. I think it was like The Big Bad Wolf or something.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But that seemed to be the new thing. Too. Yeah. Take these fairy tale fables and turn them into these badass action heroes.
Right.
You know, it's like it's the most ridiculous thing.
Well, you know, the most recent one was American Hustle and Anchorman 2.
Of course.
Of course.
Like exactly the same.
Exactly.
All right.
The same
here's
movie.
A few triplets that they gave us.
Triplets?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
The Abyss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you guys name any movies? It was in 1989, The Abyss. You guys know that movie.
Yeah.
Can you name any movies that were exactly like that? Like
Alien?
The same premise?
And there was like underwater aliens.
Underwater aliens.
Leviathan.
Leviathan
is one. There's one more. This is a triplet, so there's one more. If you remember, I remember the video. I remember the cover of this movie. It was an underwater like aquanaut suit, and the bottom half of him was missing with all the guts hanging out.
What year was this?
I can't remember.
It's called Deep Star 6. Star 6.
What year was that?
It was 1989.
Oh, right.
But
that was the year I was born.
Oh, yeah. You're a youngster.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah, but there's Netflix to catch up on your life.
I don't even know if this is going to work. Okay. Paranorman. In 2012, Paranorman was like a spoof.
Aliens versus
Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie's one of them.
And Aliens vs. Monsters?
No, it was a Nickelodeon one. They did the preview.
I never heard of any of these movies.
No, I remember
this. Is 2012. This is a kid.
Hotel. Hotel Transylvania.
There you go. Yep, there you go. There they are. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Whenever we come back, we're going to go into our ridiculous news.
And I've got
a lot of fun stuff in ridiculous news today. In fact, I'm gonna tell you how much the human rectum can hold when you really put your mind to it.
Really? You would know that.
Uh-huh. It's coming up in ridiculous news when we come back on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Меня зовут Евгения.
That means we'll marry for green card.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
You say that I'm missing the day.
Yeah, I'm actually all right with this.
I was making out with you.
Who's this? You wear women's underwear, don't you? You do. What is this?
Dude, I love this song.
It's actually not bad.
It's What the Hell by, God, what's her name?
Fucking points on his man card taken away.
Who is it?
Oh, God, what's her name? Avril Lavigne. Okay. I love her. I want to have...
grown man.
Whoa, what's going on? There's double music going on. There it is. We're the Kings of the Podcastle.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys for joining us for episode 43. Holy shit, we still have a podcast. It's 2014, and Devin, King Devin, as we've mentioned several times throughout the show, is on an indefinite hiatus. We bid him a fond farewell as he goes out and pursues his comedy career every weekend. He's booked all the way through June, which is totally awesome. Really cool. But Mike here, your indefinite host, Zach, our producer, Greg, co-producer, John Color,
John.
I guess. Your color.
Color. I'm color.
And color. Might I add that, like, I'm still pissed at you, dude.
Why?
You were getting so many points on your man card deducted.
Listen
to that Bagnark music and that stupid bitch song.
I love it.
Royals. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Royals is awesome, too.
I hope somebody slits that girl's throat.
I
fucking hate that
song.
Do
we still have a phone call on hold, or did he go away?
They hung up.
Oh, well.
It was a New Jersey number, so whoever that was, call back.
Yeah, if you're still there, call back. If you're still listening, call back for us.
Oh, my God. Like, seriously, you were like, and the funny thing was, you were trying to introduce me to good music the other day. You were like, oh, man, you got to hear this song. And I was thinking, wow, maybe there's going to be a great rock song or something cool.
No. See,
and
here's
that
the thing.
Royal song that,
because
I'm a stupid cunt bitch from England.
You are stuck, man. You are stuck. You'll never get out of the 80s hairband music. And I'm sorry for that. I'm really
sorry. Actually, I just listened to the new Alice in Chains the other day. It was really good.
Alice in Chains is like your 80s, 90s band?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You'll never get
well,
out of it.
Well, he's moving up a decade at a time.
At least I listened to their new stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's still the same band, dude. Trust me.
And it's still awesome.
There are other bands out there. I'm not saying they're not awesome.
And
but
the new Pearl Jam is really good,
the
too.
The new Pearl Jam is really good.
But these Royals, come on,
spread,
dude.
Spread, you know, broaden your horizons, bro. Like try to accept and enjoy
dude,
something
you're
new.
You're a 35-year-old grown man listening to Teeny Bopper girl music, dude.
Oh, you're wrong, dude. Will you pull up Royals for me, please?
That is the...
We got a call. We got a call.
Thank God. Thank God.
Kings of the Podcast, so you're live with us. Who's there?
Anybody there?
Excuse me, what? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
I'm
trying to order a pizza.
No, wrong number.
Wrong number.
Okay, bye-bye.
No.
Wait, is this Zach's house of pizza?
It can be. What kind of pizza would you like? What kind of toppings?
Well, I want the Zach's, oh my God, I'm the greatest in the world pizza. Do you have that?
That's every one of those, sir. That's every pizza we serve is that one.
They call it the Zach is supreme.
It's just filled with a bunch of ham and bologna.
Uh-huh. Yes. How are you, Eric?
I'm very well, sir.
We just got a new phone number on Skype, and we're super excited to have it.
So we're broadcasting live on Ustream, and we have a phone number, so we can almost be like a real show.
Almost.
He laughs at us. He hears real show and just laughs.
All you need is like professional people on it. And you're
Holy moly.
Wow.
What a dick.
He tickled himself. Eric,
the thing I found funny about this program.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, sir, and thanks for being part of the program today.
Well, let me ask, so what's this line for? It's for listeners to call in and be a part of the big old program?
Yeah. And you can actually listen live in your car, on your phone, on your computer, on Ustream.tv.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah. And the phone number, unlike some phone numbers belonging to other shows, actually represents our show. It's 407-392-4KOP, Kings of the Podcastle.
K-O-P, wow.
Yeah,
that's not K-O-P-E-T-E-C either.
Yeah. Or 4567, which also makes it true.
So who are the various kings that we have here today? Who are there?
King Mike is here, of course, hosting. King Zach is in the producer chair. King Greg is co-producing. We put him in charge of the button box because he's actually gotten pretty good at it. And then we have King John over there providing comic color. King Devin has taken an indefinite hiatus as his comedy career has started to take off. He's booked every weekend through June, so unfortunately he will not be able to join us.
So that's either saying he thinks he's too good to join your show, or you guys just aren't as funny as he is.
Well, one of the two. Yeah, one of the two. It's definitely not both. One of the two is happening. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to see John is there with, and of course Queen Stephanie. And, of course, there's Dharma and Greg going on. And Mike and Zach, and of course, their various inflatables they have. The entire kingdom is represented.
It is. And we're strong, and we're coming back hard, real hard, in 2014.
Question. Eric, I got a quick question for you. What do you think about Gerard Butler doing the remake of Point Break, playing Patrick Swayze's character?
Well, I thought he was great in the movie The Butler, about himself.
Right.
With Oprah
Winfrey. Boo him! Boo him! That's terrible. No, horn that motherfucker.
Instead, you get the F-bomb. But go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
What the hell was that?
Go ahead.
Quite honestly, you know, Patrick Swayze is dead, so let's remake everything that he was in.
There you go. What about Roadhouse, dude? Roadhouse.
Oh, my God.
Who are we going to cast as Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse?
How about Zach Galifianakis?
There you go. Yes. He'd kick some ass.
All right. We've got to move on, so we're going to let you go. But thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I'm excited to be the first one to pop your phone cherry.
Well, you're one of the first. We've actually been taking calls all day, and believe it or not, we actually have listeners.
You mean I'm not? Fine, to hell with you all.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later. Soon. Okay,
bye.
All right, Eric Michaels, everybody.
Yay!
All right. Well, that does that. No more phone calls the rest of the day, unless somebody really cool calls in. Like, if it's not Patrick Swayze, don't answer it.
All right.
But if that New Jersey caller calls back, take that call.
Okay, we'll do that. What personality trait do you absolutely hate? And I'm asking everybody, but we'll start with John. What personality trait do you hate in people?
Ego.
Huge egos? Okay, yeah. That's pretty good.
What the hell?
What's that?
Why do you hate me?
Well, no. Let me take that back. Not huge ego, more self-importance.
Okay.
You know?
What the hell?
I mean, every...
How about you, Greg? Do you have a personality trait that you hate in people?
Stupid, slutty, whore, cunt bitches.
Okay, wow. that'll work. Cool. How about you, Zach?
Lies.
Liars?
Lies.
Yeah, people liars lie? Are bad.
I can't handle lying. You could do a lot of other nasty crap to me, but lies is the... the cutoff point for me.
Okay, I think I could go with that. Actually, a lot of that is, this is a survey here that came up with the top seven personality traits that people hate most.
Yeah.
Number one is people who never leave a room in a conversation for you to say anything.
Right.
They just talk over you the whole time. The second is people
That's
who,
like this whole show.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. People who always play the victim and are never personally responsible for anything that bad happens.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand that. Whenever they're like, oh, my God, it's just this happened and then this happened.
Can you believe that I was late and my boss yelled at me? Oh, my God. What a bitch.
Yeah, if you had got your ass up out of bed and gotten to work, you would have been fine.
In this town, there's a lot of that at work.
Oh, is there ever?
A lot of that.
How about people who have to one-up everything you say, which I think goes with the lies?
I don't know. My bigger thing was, my thing was way funnier than whatever you just said. Just
now. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Just you're done?
Yeah, he was trying to one-up you there.
Oh, you're just one-upping me? Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. People who one-up, which I think goes with the lies that you were talking about whenever people have to lie and exaggerate their story to make it better than yours.
It's this big.
And, well, mine was this big, so.
I've heard stories.
Oh,
whatever.
Tiny.
Those stories are wrong, and I'm right, and it's bigger. People who are condescending, that's your. People who are condescending, that's your. People who are. I'm better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Just constantly condescending to everybody. This says it's irritating if they're smarter than you, and it's irritating if they aren't.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to deal with them. I just want to leave the room and
just get out of here. Whatever. You're better than me. Get the hell out.
Go away.
Close-minded people that they'll fight for their position, won't listen to anything you have to say and won't listen to reason.
Oh, you mean Republicans?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And they actively seem to hate knowledge, which is even more. Yeah. Number six was people who admit that they're wrong but won't change. That would be me. I am that guy.
I am that guy.
I will say I'm wrong, you're right, I won't change anything to make it better. It's just the way that I am.
Like listening to 16-year-old teeny bopper music.
Pull up the iTunes account and put Lord on. Put Royals on. I'm telling you, this is a good song. And
it
John,
is not
I don't
a
think,
good song.
John
everybody
hasn't heard it yet.
Everybody
you're bringing up
America
old stuff. I'm putting you down.
It has been played out. Ask anybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is on.
Oh, my God. I want to punch Greg in the face so bad.
It's one of the worst fucking songs of all time.
John, you are a huge music person.
Right?
You tell me if you like this song.
It sounds like a bag full of cats being beaten.
She has got the most sultry, awesome voice ever.
Yeah,
and
she's only 16 year old cunt, bitch.
She's only 16, I agree, but she's just amazing. I'm telling you, this is a good
I think
song.
The more important point here is that Mike wants to sleep with this girl. And
what?
She's 16 years old.
Let's hear it.
It's stupid, John.
Listen to that voice, man. And it's with the beat underneath.
She thinks she's fucking something.
I kind of like it. It reminds me of Florence and the Machine a little bit. And
wait till the hook. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. Here it comes. But every song's
like gold teeth, gray goose dripping. Yeah, Zach's getting into it.
Okay, lyrically, I just checked out.
Oh, yeah, lyrically.
I just checked out. And hold on, pause it, please. If she didn't say all of that stuff, I probably would have liked that song.
But
now I want to pee on a CD.
You've got to get to the full hook. Play it
again. John's right. It's a total commercial song. It's a commercial,
right,
commercial lyric.
Let's listen more.
Here it comes. And we'll never be royals.
It's running our blood. That kind of it's good. It's catchy.
Hold on. Wait. I'm gonna prove you wrong on that lyric thing. But listen. And listen to this harmony right here.
That's just an arpeggio.
Sounds like a bag full of cats.
All right. Pause. Okay. Hold on, guys. That harmony. That's studio produced harmony.
Well, it might be. But here's the thing.
That's why I'm not too impressed with a lot of pop music today.
Right,
because
it's
overly
produced.
Yeah. It's not You know, here's why the Mumford and Sons are so good. Because of their harmonies, they play their own music.
Right.
And it is an old style of music that's been brought back, you know, and they do a unique.
They are good.
They're a great. They're a great new band. Yeah, they're a great new band. It's teeny bopper stuff.
It is.
I understand its place right now. It's not something that I would want to listen to, though.
I bought her entire album after I heard that song.
You did.
It was freaking awesome. The whole thing. The whole thing. Now, hold on. The whole thing is very, it's like relaxed, like cool, just soothed music. Before you move on, and I know you're trying to, Zach, but before you move on, I need to argue with you on the lyrics.
Okay.
That whole song right there, you're very punk rock, like screw the system.
Meh.
That whole song is, we're not, you know, into
listen to all of it, so
we're not
I'll give
into
you that.
We're not into your limousines, we don't do that, we'll never
your gold
be
teeth,
royals.
Your gray goose, okay, I see.
That's
okay.
What she's saying.
Okay.
Every other song is like gold teeth, gray goose, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But we'll never be royals, we're not caught up in that, and that's what she's saying.
And that's,
okay.
She's full of shit, I guarantee you that when
now that she's made millions of dollars, she's totally into the
crazy.
She's
just another stupid.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I'll give you that.
We're totally arguing over this, and it's
but hold on. Here's my question, Mike. When you and Zach went and bought the CD, did you or did you not hold hands?
Well, here's the thing: I'll back myself.
Tony just ran over what I was trying to say there.
Was it hands or peckers? I mean, you know, we were holding each other.
I'll back you up, Mike. But you have to keep in mind that I like songs like this.
Look at that slut.
Stop it. Stop it now. You stop that right now. You turn that down and you put your clothes back on, young lady. You stop doing that with your hands. Put your clothes on and get. Don't you do that with your tongue.
There's only going to be one Madonna.
You stand up straight right now, young lady.
You quit wiggling your hips.
You put something on.
She's nasty looking. I don't understand what the fat is.
What a giant hooker, man. I'm telling you, my God.
Moving on.
That was entirely worth it.
The stuff you can put in your ass or whatever. All right.
Well, here's another. We were on personality traits whenever Greg brought up the Royals thing again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Bitch.
Here's a personality trait that you'd probably hate if the girl that you hooked up with shit on your chair in your room.
What?
Anytime a girl poops on any of my furniture, I'm down on it.
Now, hold on. Now, is it an accidental turdlet or an entire drop of deuce?
This was a revenge turd. It was in college, but apparently a guy from University of Alabama, he submitted this story where he took a sorority girl home on Wednesday night, this last Wednesday, ended up leaving her in his room to go hook up with a different girl. The sorority girl was not happy about this.
Sure.
And she was pissed, So she pooped on the guy's chair. Now, Zach, do you have the original Safari window open that I had a long time ago?
No. Why?
All right. Well, I had pictures up for you to see. But they're gone now forever, apparently. It's okay. Oh, are you going to try to find it? All right, you try to. But we do have, there are pictures online. And
of
you can check them out.
The poo.
Yeah. Of the poo. But a sorority girl goes home with this frat guy.
Sure.
He gets sick of her. He decides he's going to ditch her, go hook up with another chick. And to get revenge, she poops on his furniture in his room. Not only did she poop on his furniture, but she used his couch to wipe.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So she doggy scooted across his...
She doggy really? Scooted, yeah.
Ass race.
That's awesome. Good girl.
Go to my mail account and pull up the TCS and you'll
be
able to find it.
It's the TCS?
Yeah. You'll be able to find it. It's in the Audio Hog account there.
I don't blame her. Good girl. Good for you.
It's on Friday's version, by the way. Whenever you get that pulled up, let me know.
All right.
Okay, speaking of the pooper, now I told you before we went to break that I will tell you that you can fit a lot up your rectum if you really put your mind to it.
Uh-huh.
Earlier this
you
week,
really
a man,
put your mind to
if
it.
You really put your mind to it, you can do it. And you're going to want to click on the photos for this one, too, whenever
and
you find it.
And this is coming
Zach.
From experience, Mike.
No, not from experience. This is from a story out of China where a man went to the hospital with stomach pains. He said, boy, doc, my stomach really hurts. And they said,
no, he said, well, doc, my stomach really hurts.
The doc said, let's take some x-rays. And turns out that he had a beer bottle stuck.
No!
in his rear.
That's not how you drink that.
No, it's not at all. He
well,
had a beer
stand,
bottle.
If you now, stand on your hand,
right?
Maybe.
Now, that's not the only thing he had stuck up there.
What?
He also had,
yeah.
Whenever you get something up there, a you got to try
opener?
To get it out.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
What could you use to get it out?
What else was in there?
He used a coat hanger with a,
no!
with a hook on it.
Yeah?
Yes,
it's like, and he so couldn't get that out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was trying to abort a beer bottle.
He was in his ass.
There you go. Now, whenever he pulls these pictures up, now this is the frat pictures.
Okay,
look over here. There,
oh, she made a boom boom.
Yeah, but that's on the back of the chair.
That's
though.
A good girl.
She missed the toilet.
She totally missed the toilet. She made a boom boom.
All right, now scroll down and see if you can find the guy with the, because this is amazing. Now the guy,
oh, we're gonna see the X-ray.
Guy, yeah, we got the X-ray pictures of the guy who actually. No, what is this? This is something different. No, this is a different one, Zach. Go to a scroll down.
My stomach don't feel good. I have a Budweiser in my ass.
No. Keep going.
That's what was going on.
Go back.
Mr. Wong.
It's got to be at the top. It's got to be at the top.
I'll
yeah.
Mr.
Wong. Anyway,
Wong,
this guy got a beer bottle stuck all the way up there. Then
yeah.
He tried to get it out with a coat hanger,
right.
Both of them in. And there are X-rays available online. We need to post these pictures or at least links to these websites on our Facebook page so that you can
oh,
see.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. No.
Wow. And it's the beer bottle's off to the side for
yeah,
some
oh,
reason.
Oh, no. It's like, how do you get something that far up inside
and you
of
know
your
what?
Body?
If you're going to look at, and the coat hanger is like hooked, he's going to like.
Yeah, he
cut
screwed.
Something.
No, he had to get surgery to get everything
ah,
removed.
Yeah, and he God. Didn't even have the coat hanger going the right way.
Now,
to grab
I'm not
it.
Gonna say anything. Now, I'm a supporter of gay rights and gay marriage and all that stuff. But dude, if you're gay, please be very careful when you're fucking yourself with a beer bottle.
The beer bottle's like
what seems to be the problem, Mr. Wong?
He's like poking himself in the lungs with that thing.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Like,
yeah. It's
if he
like
could just turn the coat hanger a little bit to the right, he could have actually got the bottle and pulled it all
it
out.
It is all the way up there. Okay, along those same lines, this happened last month, but the report just came out recently. In Pennsylvania, an 18-year-old was driving drunk and hit a tree. When he was x-rayed at the hospital, luckily
yeah.
They didn't find any serious injuries, but they did find a ton of stolen stuff in his rectum.
Like what?
Including 19 pieces of jewelry and a wrench.
What?
Yeah. Turns out he had just robbed a house right before the crash. Of course, he got arrested.
Let me
so.
Tell you, he looks brilliant. Too.
Yeah,
like,
you can
smart.
Shove.
Look
I
at
mean,
that guy. He looks like he's an intelligent fellow.
Well, if you're going to steal jewelry and stick it up your ass, you might as well stick a wrench up there because you definitely have a few screws loose.
Hey-o! Now, here's my point. Like, you saw the x-ray of the bottle. They don't have an x-ray of the wrench, but you can imagine a wrench. It's at least the size of this pair of scissors or
yeah.
A pen, you know, something the size of your iPhone maybe. People are shoving these things
up their ass.
Butts.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to shove anything up your butt?
Just Stephanie's finger.
Okay. And isn't that just a little uncomfortable?
A little bit. I kind of like it.
Well, of course. You're gay. But
no, Stephanie's a woman.
Oh, does that make it okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. but, you know, I mean, you try to.
You
I,
never. Hold on.
One
you've
time,
never had your prostate tickled.
No. I've told you it's, one time. I've had it licked. You do the licky. That's
sure,
fine.
Sure.
One
rim job.
Time,
rim
one,
job.
One time I've had anything up my butt, and it was when I was trying to hide drugs when I was in high school. Tried to hide a sack of weed up my butt because we got pulled over by the cops.
Yeah.
And whenever the cops let us go, we went to the house where we were going
and
to this
And you
party,
shat out the bag of weed.
And I took it out of my butt,
yeah.
And it just was just on the inside. And we're talking about something maybe the size of a quarter.
And you had poop on it.
No, there was no poop on it. But I did, as a joke, take it to my buddy who was waiting because he was wanting to smoke high, get high.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, I'm not sure about this stuff. It smells bad.
Yeah.
Smell it. And he smelled it. He took a smell of the, he took a
and
whiff of the bag.
Up.
No, he took a whiff of it. And he like did that little shake of his head like
yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and goes, you got pulled over, didn't you? So that actually did happen.
This weed came all the way from Uranus.
Let's see. A drunk driver. In a tree, hid in a tree recently. It was on this last Friday. It was in Massachusetts. He smashed into a snowbank, and then he ran. The cops found him hiding in a tree about an hour later. But when they yelled up for him, "Hey man, we got you. It's time to come on down." You know what he replied?
What?
Hoo hoo.
I'm an owl.
Oh, really?
He didn't even say who.
He said, I'm an owl?
No, he didn't say who. He goes, said, I'm an owl.
no drunk driver up here. Yeah, I'm an owl.
Nobody up here. It's just me. I'm an owl.
Yep.
I'm an owl.
Looking for food. I'm nocturnal.
For some strange reason, and I can't figure it out, but the cops didn't believe him that he was an owl.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you holler up into a tree and something comes back and says, I'm an owl, I just usually keep walking.
Look, guys, the guy with the lollipop already came by, and I told him it was three licks to get this shit. Okay, move along. I don't have time for this shit.
Eventually, they got him down and they were arrested. Trying to wrap things up really quick here. A woman on Monday, 59-year-old woman, went on a mediocre crime spree. It involved stealing from the tip jar at Subway. She stole $13 from Subway.
Wow, they were making out well that day.
Yeah, they were.
A tip jar at Subway?
At this one, I guess.
She also went shoplifting at a grocery store and a Petco. Then she went and stole from Home Depot. Each one of these places, by the way, called the cops on her. She always bailed before the cops.
And she hid all of the stuff up her ass.
You know, no.
Like she went to Petco and got a puppy and stuck it up her ass.
Nope. Then when she...
What's that low muffled barking sound, ma'am?
That's weird.
Coming from behind you.
It goes like that.
A puppy up my ass.
It goes like...
Why is your skirt wagging?
Oh my god. Anyway, she ended up going and leading cops on the highway on her motorized hover round scooter.
Really?
And of course. After a low speed chase, they were able
did
to.
Did they just tell me that down. The cops actually pulled the cop car up and did the pit maneuver?
I wish they would.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It's great to be back in the saddle 2014, woo-hoo! Everybody.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us for episode 43. Holy shit, we still have a podcast. We're going to be back next week, hopefully, at some time. We're not committing to a day or a time. That's right. We're just going to go because it's so hard to get everybody together, but I'm glad that we did today. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Make sure that you check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. Go there. Give us a review. Check us out on Stitcher. You can check out all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com. We'll join you next week. Thanks a lot for hanging out. Oh, yeah. Make sure that you write this down. 407-392-4567 or 4KOP. That is the phone number that you can call and join the program moving forward. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay, boss.
Stick it up your ass.
With a puppy.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand that you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and stiff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
She had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me... I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with...
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.